Hello, I'm Lori Storm, and this is your reality check. We've spoken before about the fact that the crisis on the border is neither really a crisis, nor is it accidental. It is a very contrived, purposeful move by our own government to dilute the culture of our country. The literal transformation and eventual destruction of a culture is no more difficult than importing enough people who have absolutely no idea what true freedom is, no respect for the rule of law, and have never learned the exceptional place that America really is. So, as we watch our president and his party purposefully import the third world, then watch the feckless Republicans do little or nothing to stop them, what we are actually witnessing is the death of the American culture and the great experiment in freedom handed us by our founders and paid for with generations of American blood. The only question that now remains, as political solutions slip out of reach, is whether we the people will slip quietly into the night or fight. And in a statement that has caused a media storm, which means it probably has at least a bit of truth to it, Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama said on Tuesday that the only group in the U.S. that could be lawfully discriminated against is whites. His claim can actually be backed up by taking a look at the wildly one-sided coverage of crimes in America. For instance, although a gang of black youth that beat and kill an 80-year-old American veteran is not a hate crime, a gang of white youth perpetrating the same crime would go nuclear. This is not the fault of the minorities, but of, once again, our own government and their lapdog media pitting one American against another. The rich against the poor, the blacks against the whites, and now the illegals against the citizens of this once great country. If some of the politicians in D.C. would spend half the time defending and representing the Americans they were elected by, as they spend on the illegal aliens flooding our border, we might have a chance. But this will continue until we, the people, grow tired of being used as pawns in this political and social takeover by the communist left, and say no more. Once again, we face the ultimate question. Do we truly want the responsibilities inherent in being free men? Or are we willing to trade that animated freedom for the security of living as serfs, serving a dictator and his army of government bureaucrats? I'm Lori Storm. Thanks for joining me for a reality check. News you won't hear on the news.